The Israeli Prime Minister has rejected calls for early elections despite pressure from the cabinet and other parties.
From my experience, I'm telling you that we are in one of the most complex security situations, and during a period like this, you don't topple a government. During a period like this, you don't go to elections. It is irresponsible. We still have another year before elections, and we are in the midst of the campaign. And in the middle of a campaign, you don't abandon it. In the middle of a campaign, you don't play politics. The security of the state is beyond politics, and the security of the state is beyond personal considerations. And that's why you can see the effort I'm making during the last days. I'm making every possible effort to prevent unnecessary elections.
Benjamin Netanyahu made the remarks after meeting with a key coalition partner who's pushed for snap elections. Netanyahu's coalition was weakened after Minister of Military Affairs Avigdor Lieberman resigned on Wednesday over a ceasefire deal with the Gaza Strip. That has left the Likud party clinging to a one-seat majority in the 120-seat parliament. Meanwhile, the premier announced that he was assuming Lieberman's post, which has been vacant since his resignation on Wednesday. Earlier, we spoke to Press TV's correspondent Mona Kandil about the ongoing rift within the Israeli cabinet and Netanyahu's rejection of early elections. Here's what she said.
Israeli Minister of Military Affairs Avigdor Lieberman resigned over the situation and the ceasefire reached between the Israeli regime and the resistance movement Hamas and Gaza Strip. Lieberman called for Netanyahu to hold early elections because the Israelis, according to Lieberman, were not satisfied with the ceasefire reached between the Israeli regime and Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement to the Israelis that he rejects holding an early election, and he held a meeting with Israeli Minister of Finance Moshe Kahalon. This meeting ended without any results, and Netanyahu said there is no place for politics, according to him, or personal considerations when it comes to Israel's security. Netanyahu prefers to keep the Israeli cabinet as it is. He appointed himself as the Minister of Military Affairs instead of Lieberman, and that he had, according to him, a clear plan. However, he didn't reveal what the plan would be. Experts here are saying that Netanyahu is doing his best in order to continue to be the next prime minister in the election that will be taking place in November 2019.